Almost 300 students at Mona Shores High School have been practicing for this big show since Labor Day. For an hour every day, they run through classic holiday songs, from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer to Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Sean Lawton is the music director at Mona Shores High School, and he's really the mastermind behind this production.
The tree is a 29-year tradition here in Muskegon, Michigan, and it is a five-story structure holding 220 students. The students that don't fit in the tree kind of are off to the side. It's lit with 25,000 colored lights that are all coordinated to whatever pieces we're doing.
Musical pieces that Lawton says are complicated for singers of any age to perform.
What we're doing here is difficult. It's college-level literature, almost all of it. You know, it's multiple-part harmonies, and when they get in that tree, there's a magic that takes place it's undeniable.
The event is a pretty big deal in the Muskegon area. It all begins with the tree. Okay, so this five-story structure is sitting on the stage. It has 15 tiers that kids stand on, and it's decorated just like Grandma's Christmas tree. Twinkling lights, garlands, giant-sized bows, and big shiny angels, and a big star on top. The scale of the production is massive. There are hundreds of volunteers. They're mostly parents, and they do everything from building the 67-foot tree to chaperoning to handing out props to dressing the kids.
That's fine. We'll be good. If you guys happen to find, though, an overlay that's really bad condition, could you please have it pulled out? We have enough.
Teresa Vredevild is the volunteer coordinator. She directs all the mayhem backstage, and this production is so big, each job has a committee and a chairperson.
I have a candle chair who takes care of the candles for the opening number. There is a tree monkey chair who takes care of the people that climb into the tree and make sure that the kids are safe and help kids who faint out of the tree if they need help.
Kids faint?
Sometimes the kids get a little woozy and then we have them sit down, you know, so that they can come out and they can sit in the back of the tree, get some water.
You can imagine it gets hot up there, especially when you're 67 feet off the ground, surrounded by 25,000 Christmas lights, plus the very hot stage lights. But there are nurses on hand to help out. Choir director Sean Lawton says, even with all that, kids are jumping at the opportunity to do this.
Seems like just about every student prefers to go as high up in the tree as possible. Everybody wants to be up at the top. And so over the years, I've developed a system in which the seniors get to go the highest, followed by the juniors, the sophomores, and then the freshman boys, while the freshman girls end up being off to the side of the tree.
Of course, not everyone wants to be that high. Some kids are afraid of heights. Lawton's daughter, Megan, is now a sophomore, and she was pretty nervous about moving up into the tree this year.
As I was climbing up there, my heart was racing. I was really nervous because I wasn't sure how it was going to be standing up there. I wasn't sure if I was going to have to sit down because I was too scared. But when I finally got up there, I was with my friends, and I was looking around, and I actually found out that it was pretty cool up there.
Hi, I'm Katie Beamer, and I was the angel of the tree on the 15th row. At first I thought it was going to be very scary, but it's actually really, really fun to be up there.
Beamer is a senior now in high school, and she got picked to stand at the tippy top of the tree for her fourth and last year performing in the show. Lucas Cooper will get the chance to move up the tree next year. He's a junior at Mona Shores High School.
Being here is awesome. I love this. I want to be able to do it for the rest of my life, but I can't.
So Cooper won't be able to sing in the tree after next year, since he'll be graduating, but he can join the many Mona Shores alumni who come back to see the show year after year. For Stateside, I'm Mercedes Mejia.